One of the halachot of Megra Megillah is the idea of Berov'am Hadad Melech. This concept is a concept that applies to all the mitzvot, that any mitzvah that a person could imagine, even if it is, let's say, Bikal HaMazon, once a person is eating it together with another five people, 10 people, to say Bikal HaMazon at the same time is better than rather than you know, if you are continuing to eat, what you going to do? But let's say you are finished and you're doing other things. It's the best that a person should realize there is a concept of Beruv Am Hadad Melech. It's more glory to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once it's going to be 10 is better than 2, 20 is better than 10, 100 is better than 50. So the more the people, the more honor is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, and this is an application that a person, I've mentioned before, that has to apply all the time. And it's based on the beginning, that you go based on the beginning. Let's say it takes one individual 5 minutes, another individual, the same tefillah would take 3 minutes. It's based on the beginning, not based on the end. I've mentioned many times, individuals that, let's say, they imagine as long as they catch the tefillah Shemoneh Esrei, they think it's considered to be tefillah Betzibur. It's only if the beginning is coordinated to be the same. The beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei is going to be the same as the rest of the congregation, then you are considered to be Tefillah Betzibur. Let's say a person sometimes would be Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh B'Zashem is upcoming. So an individual, let's say, is saying he finished all the Mizmorim, the Uval Etzion, and we are before Tefillat Musaf. He wants to say Tehillim, or he wants to continue, he wants to learn Musaf before he prays Tefillat Musaf. So very nice that you are learning Musar, but let's say the congregation is in the middle of Tefillat Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, and now you initiate. So the later you initiate, the less credit you get. Towards the end, you initiate. It's much, much more minimized based on how late you start. It's based on the initiation. You have to start together with the Tzibur to be considered to be part of the Tzibur. And then you get the credit of being part of the congregation. So anyway, so when it comes to Mikra Megillah, it's also the same kind. Mitzvah min ha-mufchar, likrot beruv am. It's the mitzvah, the more preferred way, that it should be beruv am. Beruv am means the more the people, the better it is. However, this criteria, when it comes to halakha of Mikra Megillah, is based on if you don't have hafraot, which means if there is going to be too much noise, too many kids, and too many types of distractions, if you go and attend a congregation that has 300 people, there's going to be a lot of distractions, a lot of noise, then as long as you decide, you work it out, that it should be be'asara, and quiet is going to be much more preferred than 200-300 people and too much noise, and nobody can listen, nobody can pay attention, you're going to miss words here and there, that we're going to have to get to what happens if a person misses. But the bottom line, this is only a criteria if you're going to be able to perform the mitzvah properly. Otherwise, it's not going to be conducive. So let me just end with one more nekuda. There is a halacha regarding microphone usage. Sometimes, because of the fact that, let's say, there is too much noise factor, and it's too big of the congregation, Baruch Hashem, Ken Yirbu, they put a microphone. So they would be allowed, when it comes to Kiryat HaMegillah, it's not on Shabbat, it's during the week. So a person would be allowed to put on microphone. However, the halacha of microphone is a whole machloket about it. Because of the fact that the voice of the person changes when it goes into the system, into waves. When it comes out of the speaker system, it turns into the voice again. So based on this, it's a whole question what type of usage it could have. So the halacha of Rav Ovadia Paskins, that if you would have been able to hear the voice of the Shaliach Tzibur anyway, but if the microphone is there to enhance the voice, then you would be Yotze. But if the microphone system is the only way by which you could hear the voice of the Shaliach Tzibur, then you are not Yotze anyway. So you could only be Yotze if you hear it through the microphone, if it is within the distance that the voice of the the individual who is reading the Kiryat HaMegillah, his voice is going to carry, the voice enhances, through the microphone is good. That's why he paskins, Hashomea Migra Megillah be radio, even if it's Shidur Chai, which means live presentation, that you have it from anywhere. You would not be yotze the mitzvah of Migra Megillah through Kiryat HaMegillah, through radio, being that otherwise you cannot hear the guy. So you would be allowed to answer, let's say, if it's Shidur Chai, Amen, if it is, let's say, any beracha that they say through live presentation, you would be allowed to answer Amen. However, you cannot be yotze if it is through this system. You will not be yotze the mitzvah of Kiryat HaMegillah, listening to Mikra HaMegillah, nothing at all whatsoever. Baruch Adonai Leolam. Amen.